Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Over the weekend, Bob, I didn't have a super crazy time. I didn't do anything too wild.
Well, you had to DJ for the first time. That's more than most people do in their lives.
True. And that one 15-minute set was enough for me to just be wiped for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Well deserved.
But look, I thought it was about time I went through my wardrobe ahead of winter. I've kind of gotten to that point where I'm pulling out all my big bulky jumpers and just shoving them back in again. So I thought I should really get rid of it.
Getting them out to use them?
Some of them I am. Others I just have forgotten were there and they're on a top shelf somewhere way at the back. And I thought I really need to go through and work out what I actually need. Which does bring me to my problem today. So I went like top shelf style, you know, that shelf that you shove everything, never think about again. Got the lighter out, went up to it, pulled everything down, and there were like some really random things. There was like high-vis shirts that I used to use at, when I was working at Angoves. There was like a, you know, jumper from my Flinders University days.
Oh, wow, you got merch?
I got merch. And then there was another jumper that I pulled out that I forgot I owned, which is very, very bad of me. So this jumper is something that I got when we were over in the UK in 2019. So being a big Harry Potter fan like myself, we went to the studio tour, the Warner Brothers studio tour, and, you know, you're caught up in the moment, you're caught up in the lights and the music, and it's just a beautiful time. And then you get to the gift shop at the end, which is just a horrible marketing ploy.
That's how they get you.
You know, like, and I've bought other things. I have a scarf, a Harry Potter scarf, which I've used before.
On the show?
Yep.
An owl is there?
There's a cat. The cat. Cruikshanks. Yep. Also have used that. But I've never, ever worn this jumper that I bought. I sent you a photo of it. It is an integral part of the Harry Potter series. Basically, one of the characters, Mrs. Weasley, knits Harry a jumper.
Oh, no.
It is blue. It has a giant H on it.
Big H and sort of, yeah, like a fleck blue and with a bit of white speckles, that kind of thing.
Yep. Something in me thought, I'm going to buy that.
Now, would people know this is the Harry Potter thing? They would know what H is for Harry Potter.
I guess, but it's not a distinctly Harry Potter thing in the sense of like it hasn't got the colours.
It's not the font.
But it has.
I would ask, is it H for humble?
Well, that's what I think I'm going to have to go with. I look at this jumper and the tags are on it still. Hmm. That's how little I've used. I brought the entire way back from the UK.
Okay. That's a great point. Yep. How much?
£70. Which are just converting that now, $122 Australian.
Mm.
Yep. That's a lot of money
but
for a jumper.
But on top of a lot of other spending you've been putting in. Is it actually wool or is it just the brand?
It is. It's like fancy like Scottish wool.
That's what it looks like.
Which I think at the time I used as like this is why I should get it. It's good quality. It's scratchy. It is scratchy wool.
And unworn in the top of your closet.
Yeah. So, look, I thought today coming back to work, I know, I'm going to bring it into work. I'm going to force myself to wear this jumper the entire week and then I've gotten the wear out of it, you know. I don't care that it's got a giant H in it on it. I don't care about this. I'm going to have to wear it.
You've picked the shortest possible week to do it too.
I have. So, I thought this would be nice and easy. I've gotten to work this morning. I forgot the jumper again, didn't I?
You need to show this jumper some respect.